Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Let's Talk. Yes, you're not wrong. This is Thursday. I want to make sure. We are having a special show. Yeah, a special show. Rachel said this young lady is excellent, and that sold me. I mean, I love listening to excellent and smart, intelligent people. And Rachel said she only can be on this week, so... Yeah, we had a wonderful show yesterday, and usually I'd say, let's do it next week, but no, so we're getting it this week. And so before I get hit, I want to introduce my lovely radio wife. Yeah, I could say that. Yeah. Rachel Thompson. Let me go through this. The Huffington Post columnist, the author of Broken Pieces and Broken Places, and a very special lady. How are you, my darling?
I'm great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Happy to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Would you like to introduce our guest this evening?
I would. I'm really happy that we were able to work out our schedules and have Allie Burke on with us today. Allie is an author and she's done really, really well with her release called Paper Souls, and it's gotten wonderful reviews. And I'll read you a little bit from it. It's what people are saying about it. It says, "Women with angst and darkness, bursting with heartache, Paper Souls tells the story. Tells of the irreparably damaged and broken and how they survive." And I love where it says, right, the cover is amazing, and it says right on the cover, "There is no memory without emptiness." And I really, really love the darkness of it, but also it's a novel, and it talks about Russia, and, I mean, she really just, it's kind of genre bending, I guess, almost. You can talk about it, Allie, as well, and I'll shut up here in a second. But the main reason that we wanted to have Allie on is she and I are both authors with Book Trip now. And Allie's been very vocal about the fact that she suffers from schizophrenia. And both of us are involved with a nonprofit organization started by Sierra Fader called Stigma Fighters. And, you know, I'm dealing with my own anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder from having been molested when I was 11. And that is the main reason that I came forward and wrote Broken Pieces and now Broken Places. And the next book is called Broken People. And I'm just starting out on that. And I really am just bowled over by Allie's openness about talking about schizophrenia and being an advocate for other schizophrenics. And really just, you know, on Stigma Fighters as well, taking a lead role with that. And I want to read a little bit of her biography. She lives in Burbank, California, and she says her life is a beautiful disaster, flowered with the harrowing existence of inherited eccentricity, a murderous family history, which we are going to cover, a faithful literature addiction. I don't think a day goes by that I don't read something about you reading a book, Allie. And the infinite darkness of true love. These are the enchanting experiences that inspire Allie's fairy tales. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about, you can launch into the murderous family history, but I'd also really like to hear, you know, a little bit about your inspirations and dealing with schizophrenia. So wherever you'd like to start, we're called.
Well, let me interject for 1 second. I've gotten 3 emails in the last 5 minutes, and they want to know where they can get this book. And I'm going to throw this hat in the ring. I want to review it. So as soon as you get me a PDF, I want to review it. It sounds like something I'd like to read.
Awesome.
So, I mean, three other people want to know how to get it, Allie. So it is through Book Trope?
It is through Book Trope, yes, and I'll have my book manager send you a copy immediately.
Thank you.
It's available pretty much anywhere ebooks are sold, and you could get the paperback actually from my website, which will be signed and personalized. So that's wordsbyallieburke.com.
Okay. Give them the website one more time. We'll get to it. Trust me. I just want to make sure we get to it.
Wordsbyallieburke.com.
Not to be rude, Allie. I know how to spell it. Rachel will spell it. Spell it for me.
Words.
Not the word words. I know how to spell words. I'm talking your name. Because they might go, is it A-L-L-I-E or A-L-L-Y or A-L, whatever. You know what? You get my point.
Allie Burke is A-L-L-I-E. B as in boy, U-R-K-E.
You don't know how many emails I get. We had Mark, my brother Mark, on yesterday, and they wanted to know how to spell the last name. Now, if you look carefully, I have the same last name, and they still asked.
Just make sure. You never know.
You never know. So let me, if I may interject, Rachel, when did you start writing your book?
Well, I started writing Paper Souls pre-schizophrenia, actually, and it was not the same book at all. I mean, they're two completely different books from what I started with and what I produced. I was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 2011 and stopped writing for about a year and a half. So the 126-page book actually took me 4 years to write. But while I was started my healing process from being diagnosed, I completely stopped writing and actually disappeared from the internet altogether. So that is why it took me so long. But yeah, it took a while.
Go ahead, Rachel. I'll let you lead.
Okay. So at what point did you feel that you wanted to come back? And because you do have a very active presence, particularly, I think, more so on Facebook. But I don't know. Maybe that's just where we connect more often. Yeah, my presence actually started on Twitter. That is where I met everyone. Nicholas Denman was my first contact, and then
I know him.
Marnie Mann. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the first person I ever met, and then Marnie, he introduced me to Marnie and Timothy Longoria. So they were my first three contacts. Of course, Marnie is, she's a Book Trope author, and then she introduced me to Jesse, who is the VP of Community Management at Book Trope. So that's how I got connected with Book Trope. And then
but I love Marnie, so it's all right. I'm allowed to love Marnie, too.
She's wonderful. She's one of my favorite people in the world. So I started on Twitter. I wasn't very active on Facebook. And then we had a group, Nick, Tim, and Marnie and I, and a couple other people on Facebook where we were, you know, supporting each other and stuff like that. And then I wrote the first two books of the Enchanter series, and then I was working on the third and also working on Paper Souls and got diagnosed and was dealing with changing medications every month and being inside and outside of mental institutions, and it was really hard on me.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I, probably about a year and a half, 2 years later, I decided that I was going to get off medication and try to live my life medication free. So I started going to therapy, and shortly after that decided to start writing again. So
and how did you get involved with Stigma Fighters? If I could say it three times fast, I'll be good. How did you get involved with Stigma Fighters?
Rachel actually connected me with the CEO and founder of Stigma Fighters, who is Sarah Fader, who I was we were talking about.
We've had Sarah as a guest. We love Sarah, but don't tell her I told you that. Go right to her head.
She's probably listening.
Sarah, if you're listening, we do love you. Come back. Come visit us.
She'd love to.
We have spots open in March.
She's great. We developed an amazing, wonderful friendship, and she asked me after I wrote for Sigma Fighters and after I expressed an interest in what she was doing, which is absolutely amazing, she offered me an executive board director position with the organization. So I took that on last week. Yeah,
well,
we're really excited about
that. She has a great organization.
It's wonderful. Yeah, what she's doing is unlike anything else, and I couldn't be more passionate about anything, really. She's doing a fantastic job. She's an amazing, amazing person. So I'm really happy to be involved and connected with her.
So let's go back a little bit to if you're willing to share with the diagnosis, and you don't have to go into, because I know that it can be very private, but what made you decide to no longer want to be treated with medication? Was it just too harrowing of an experience, or did you just feel like it just wasn't right for you? Did therapy make a much bigger difference than medication? Because I know that it can be so difficult to even get a diagnosis, let alone, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, paranoid schizophrenia was actually my third diagnosis,
okay.
Which is the third and final diagnosis. They misdiagnosed me twice.
Wow.
I was on three different medications, three different antipsychotic medications before they found the quote-unquote right one, along with antidepressants. And the first two were actually too weak to do anything. So that's what they tried to do because they knew that I had a full-time job. And I was supporting my family, so they wanted to try to, you know, give me something to be able to still focus. But they didn't work, unfortunately. So they gave me a third one. And it worked very well to, quote, unquote, cure schizophrenia because it numbed everything.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the side effects were... I just wanted to sleep all the time. I couldn't write because one of the biggest side effects of this medication is loss of vision.
Oh, no.
So,
okay.
And I wear glasses, but even with the glasses, I couldn't see. Everything was blurry and a bit shaky because of the sleepiness. It almost took the ideal of, okay, you have schizophrenia and you see things, so we're going to cut out your eyes. Like, that's, you know, the metaphor of the medication to me.
Right, right.
And so I could barely work. I was just so tired all the time. And granted, I couldn't see anything and I couldn't hear, you know, the audible hallucinations, but I also didn't feel anything. Ever. Like, I didn't cry, I didn't smile. I had zero emotions. Like, it literally just numbs your brain.
Wow.
It was like walking, you know, through a fog for the rest of your life.
Were you
really
able to, say, use a tape recorder and maybe record some of your thoughts, or?
I can't say that I ever tried it just because I lost interest in writing altogether. Like, I didn't want to do it anymore. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't have any dreams or goals. They were all stripped from me. The only thing I could think about was getting through the day, really. So that made my decision for me. I did, while I was on the medication, I went through psychotherapy, and I saw a lot of therapists that weren't really helpful. So I actually went with a... holistic measure when I got off the medication. I started seeing acupuncturists and Reiki, Chinese medicine doctors, and I did energy work, and I taught myself how to meditate, and that was my healing process. That's what worked for me.
And so with this healing process, how much do you think you're fully healed, or you still think you're schizophrenic?
Well, I'm not I'm not healed. When I say healing process, it's more of a game with my mind. I have an ability now to look at life more positively than before. I'm a little bit more enlightened than before I, before I was diagnosed and during. But psychosis is a real thing for every schizophrenic. It never goes away, ever. So I will be in psychosis for the rest of my life. I will hear things for the rest of my life and see them. But I just have a different way of dealing with them in that they don't have to be a bad thing.
Ladies, hold on. We have a very special guest. Let me see if we can get it. 917, you're on the air.
Hello, Sarah Fader in the house. What's happening, people?
Hey, baby.
Surprise!
Yay! She made it.
I want to get this family reunion cooking in a minute, but let me do a quick bit of homework before anything else, because I don't want people to kill me, okay? Tomorrow,
yeah,
on Anything Goes, Trisha Anderson will be my guest. And on Any Which Way But Loose on the World of Ink Network on Saturday, we're going back to the ABCDs. We have Ashley Fontaine, Bree Clark, Candy O'Donnell, Delaney Oaks, and if you think I'm mad, we also have the lovely Madison Sevier. On Monday, Sarah Abram and I will be talking on The Legal Show, and that is on the 12th. And we will be discussing the gentleman who has been sued by the airlines on cheap airfares. And if you happen to be so deadly inclined, and I'd like you to come, Lori Hayes has Reverie Radio, and she has a guest. His name's Bennett Pomerantz. I know him pretty well. Next week on our normal Let's Talk time, we have Tim Knox going to be our guest. And on the 15th of the month, not the 16th, I will have Candy O'Donnell sitting in the hot seat on Anything Goes. Okay. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, everybody. Hey. I'm glad you joined us.
Allie, I hope you like surprises. Surprise!
I'm sending you all virtual cookies.
Yay, cookies!
Chocolate chip, please.
Yeah, well, that's mandatory.
Yeah. I want a New York black and white cookie. I'll be taking one of those. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's also...
No, I had that. I had that with breakfast this morning, so I'm sorry. I want chocolate chip. Double fudge would be better, but that's okay.
Mm.
All kidding aside, so... And not try to take – because Allie is involved right now with your organization, Sarah. Would you explain, if I can say it three times fast, your organization, Stigma Fighters. There we go. Try to say that good. I'm doing well.
Woo!
Yeah, I got it right this time without mispronouncing it. Explain your organization a little to them, because Sarah's you're involved. Of course, Allie is involved, and Rachel's involved, and I'm involved.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a whole reunion. Stigma Fighters started as a blog series where people shared their real-life stories about living with mental illness. And Allie and Rachel were among those who shared. And what I actually ended up doing was taking Stigma Fighters off of the internet and into the real world. And I am creating chapters of Stigma Fighters in colleges around the United States. So
I'm so excited. Yeah.
It's really exciting.
Awesome.
It's going to be really... I'm sorry, my daughter is, like, talking to me. Go ahead. Go to the bathroom. So it's going to be really exciting, and it is... I feel like it's something that we really need in our country, because mental health does not... It's not a priority. A lot of times people are afraid to seek help when they have real issues with mental health. So what I seek to do with Stigma Fighters is bring mental health to the forefront of the conversation. And I'm really honored to have Allie on my team. She is actually my rock in this organization because she is extremely on task and motivated to get our message out there. And she's passionate about the cause, having mental illness herself.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let me ask you, Allie, how do you like working for Sarah? And I'll say it in front of her and behind her, too. How do you like it?
I love working for Sarah because Sarah motivates me and keeps me on my toes. Sarah has a great, great ability to get things done, no matter what she may be going through. Anxiety and PTSD, and she's a single mother, and she has a full-time job. And she does all of this while running Stigma Fighters. And truly, she inspires me to do more and to grow professionally and personally. So I really do love
her. And she also loves to help out with a good surprise. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, anytime. I mean, I can't say enough great things about Allie. She is such a grounding force, and I feel like she's such a spirit. And what I really love about her, sorry, my daughter again, in the living room, Samara. What I really love about Allie is she is so positive. No matter what is going on in her life, she is extremely positive and a light. There's something very luminous about her in her spirit, and I admire that. That inspires me to reframe my thinking into positive thinking.
Yay, positive thinking.
I love positive thinking. Not to be rude, my dear, because we have 7 minutes of the hour. I wanted you to give the email and how to get a hold of Stigma Fighters so they know how to get a hold of you first. Then we're going to talk to Allie for a few more minutes. But thank you, Sarah. I love
oh,
you. You know
yeah,
that.
Thanks for having me stop by. So you can visit us at stigmafighters.com, and you can email us. The email is sort of in transition, but right now you can email us at stigma.fighters@gmail.com.
Thank you. And I said this before you got on. You're welcome to come back. We have March times open. We'll discuss it. You and I will discuss it later to book you in March because I'd like you to come back. Maybe Allie will surprise you, right?
I mean, she surprises me every day in various ways, so I'm sure that she will come back on and give a surprise.
Understand.
Yay.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you
all
very,
right,
very much for coming.
Take
thanks,
care.
Sarah.
Bye.
Okay, Allie, I'm sorry. We threw us a nice surprise to you. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, I absolutely did. Thank you.
Well, I like to make sure sometimes when our guests are on here to throw a kicker in there. You know, I'm sort of like.
I
mean, this is not this is your life or anything, you know, but we try.
Well, I want to bring up.
So how would they, your book is through Book Trope, and I want you to give the, and where to get it and how to get it and all the rest of that and your websites and everything else before we get anything else, because I don't want time to run out and we don't get that out first, because I know you're an author and they got to buy your book. Go ahead.
Well, it's called Paper Souls. You can get it on pretty much wherever ebooks are sold and whatever platform you have, Kindle, Nook, Apple iBooks, whatever it is that you have. And then, like I said before, the signed paperbacks are available on my website. There are a limited number of them. Just keep that in mind. But my website is wordsbyallieburke.com.
Okay. What's your next book? I'm greedy, can't
book.
You tell?
I have a trilogy of novellas coming out this year. It is my first foray into the zombie world, so I'm very excited about it. And then I
remind
on the side,
me to get
I,
you on a show with Candy O'Donnell. She has a Z Radio series. I'd love to get both of you on there, and that would be a trip and a half.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would love to. And then the side literary, another literary novel that I'm working on is called The Brothers, and it is set in Prague. Excited about that.
So, the question I have for you here, since your bout of schizophrenia, do you feel that you're on the road to recovery?
No. And I'll tell you why. I'm since being diagnosed.
I'm not trying to embarrass you when I say that.
No,
I don't
no,
want you to
no,
think
no,
that.
I'm not embarrassed at all. Not embarrassed at all. And since being diagnosed with schizophrenia, I have taught myself with very, very much hard work to think about things logically, because there was a point in my life right about that time when I was diagnosed that I was a very emotional person. And that didn't work out for me. So with the logical perspective that I do my very best to uphold, I am completely aware that schizophrenia is an incurable illness, that I will have bad days and they will be very, very, very bad. And I have them still. I'm not, in a position to say that I don't or that my life is perfect. All of that being said, I wake up every morning very happy. And that has not ever been a thing in my life, ever. So have I recovered from schizophrenia? No. Have I recovered from what I would say is a pretty crappy life? Yes, I have.
Okay. You have anything to add, Rachel?
Well, I don't know if we can really cover this, but it was yesterday, Ellie's been doing a series of small little short videos and posting them to Facebook. And I think one of the things that she's been so vocal about is how people who have various mental disorders, I guess, or diseases are frequently taken advantage of by the medical community. And one of the things that Ellie talked about was trying to get her medical records from one doctor's office over to another. And they told her, no, we won't give them to you, which is totally against HIPAA guidelines. These are your records. You have, by law, federal law, complete access to them. So I thought it was at least worth bringing up. If you don't know that, I mean, most people have some idea of what their rights are, but do you want to just touch on that, Ellie? Because you're a very, very bright woman, and you're very involved in your own care. But
darling, I say it's a good idea to touch on it, but we have a minute. I don't want to suddenly have her cut off.
Yeah.
I do want to have her back, hopefully next month before Mrs. Blog Talk cuts us all off.
Well, I would love
Ellie?
To come back. Thank you again so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
We loved having you on. I just think we could spend like 2 hours, talking about. And you didn't talk.
I think we could. I think we could. I'm glad I surprised you with Sarah. That was.
Yeah.
I think I did. I think that was a nice gift. But We'll I want to make sure that we will have you back. We'll try to arrange it when we can. One other thing, next week Tim Knox will be sitting in our hot seat, and so that'll be a nice thing for Rachel and myself to enjoy. And so come join us next week at our regular Wednesday night time. Thank you very much, Allie Burke, very, very much. Rachel, I love you. You know that.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
And really quick, Ellie, you have to post on my wall the murderous family, because now people are asking, so you have to leave us a little story about that.
Yeah, they've already asked
me too.
I
have a newspaper clipping, so I will.
Ooh! Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, we have 10 seconds. I do want to say thank you, Mrs. Blog Talk. Tell me 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ellie. Rachel,
thank
I will
you
see
guys.
You next week. I love you as always. Good night.
Yeah, you too.
Fly right.
Good night.
Be well. Good night.
Bye. Bye, Allie.
Bye.